Well, welcome back to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in cantorial and all other kinds of Jewish music, and I hope that you're enjoying it. I know we have a varied collection of listeners, if you will, a collection. Some like the first hour only, some like the second hour only. There's a few who like both hours, but it's good. You can take your pick. Take your pick. In the background, we hear the theme music back again to indicate that the two-hour specials are over for a short period. I do have some two-hour specials that I will be playing in the next few months, a Friday night davening and a Shabbos Musaf, two-hour specials, but we'll get to that in the near future. We're listening to the beautiful version, one of my favorite versions, going back 20, 25, 30 years ago of, what is this, Sena? Well, I hope you had a good holiday, and, well, we have a lot of holidays coming up, don't we? It was great. It was great. I had a lot of chazanis, Helfgott, Malavani, and Zevi Muller, and still looking for other chazanim, perhaps. But these are wonderful. These are wonderful chazanim, and I hope that you enjoyed yourself with the davening. If not, you can play a role in helping to revive chazanis and see that your shul brings in a qualified chazan for the holidays, at least for the holidays. Okay, let's get right to the music. This is Gordon Jenkins with Romania, Romania. And as I'm playing this, I'm giving you a heads up that, I'm planning a Yiddish festival. More about that as time goes by. This is Gordon Jenkins with Romania, Romania.
Thank you.
A great instrumental, Gordon Jenkins. The next selection is from the Megama, they pronounce it Megama duo. It's a 1980 recording, and those of you who go way back with me 30 years ago know that I introduced them. I had the honor, the pleasure of having them in my studio, the studio at Seton Hall University, and Larry Gordon brought in the Megama duo. And this next selection is I'm a Jew. But if I could just digress for a minute, I was with two young men today in an office, and we're talking about religion and so forth. And just out of the blue, many of you know that I was in market research for a good part of my life, and involved with surveys and so forth. And I said there are over 6 billion people in the world, and I said, well, how many Jews do you think there are in the world? One young man said 500 million. I said 500 million. That's 1/6. That's 16%, or something like that. 16 2/3%. The other, he said 1/3. I said, wait. There's 6 billion. You think there are 2 billion Jews in the world? He said he had no idea. I said, just take a guess. So I went through the math, and I said, if there's 6 billion, there's more, but let's take the number 6 billion. 1% of 6 billion is 60 million. Okay? 10% of 6 billion is 600 million. 1% is 60 million. I told them there may be 15 million. We're not quite sure. It's probably a little less. But if you take 15 million over 60 million, 60 million being 1%, that means we are 1/4 of 1% of the world population. They refused to believe me. They just couldn't believe that we're such a small people in numbers. We're such a big people in so many other ways, aren't we? And, you know, if you're up to it, sometime when you're even with children, grandchildren, friends, just throw out the question, how many Jews do you think there are in the world? And start out by saying there's 6 billion people in the world. You will be amazed. You will absolutely be floored as to how wrong people are. Very, very few people come even close. Very, very few. And you know, what does all this matter? Well, it matters, you know, when Israel has 5 or 6 million Jews, that's or about 1/3 of the Jewish population, and you hear Ahmadinejad talking about destroying Israel, poof, that's 1/3 of our people, just as the Holocaust destroyed 6 million. It's sobering to realize the reality of the world. And we certainly pray, of course, that Ahmadinejad doesn't get the opportunity, nor do the our friendly neighbors. Okay, let's get to the music. This is the Megama duo with I'm a Jew.
Change my name. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew. As a Jew. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Built the ark. Moses went up on Mount Sinai. Daniel made it through the lion's den. With a little faith in God, they all made it through their troubles. Cause a little faith in God will always win. And it's true,
and it's true. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? I don't want to change my name. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew, as a Jew. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you? Shouldn't you?
I'm a Jew. Saul, thanks. I'm trying to remember to speak directly into the mic. I do have a habit, since I'm running the controls all by myself, to look at the controls while I'm speaking. I hope it's coming through loud and clear. Okay, I mentioned that I'm going to have a Yiddish festival coming up soon, and let's hear David Eshet. He's an Israeli. This is Farbai Deteg. Those were the days. Those were the days. And this is in Yiddish. David Eshet.
Ergets dorten steht an alte Kretschme, wo mir pflegen trinken süßen Wein. Gedenkst du, wie gelacht mir hoben schoen und eus geträumt, wie's Leben darf zu sein? Fahre bei die Tage, mein Freund, ich bänke so bis heint, noch jene Zeit, voll Simche, voll Gesang. Das Leben scheint und lacht, es ist jeder Tag a Pracht, wenn du bist jung und munter ist dein Gang. Lei, 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 lei. Oi, wie schnell es laufen Jorn. Oi, es gewinn a Welt und sich geblockt. Wenn ich treff dich durch a Zufall in der Kretschme, wollt ich mit a Schmechel dir gesorgt. Fahre bei die Tage, mein Freund, ich bänke so bis heint, noch jene Zeit, voll Simche, voll Gesang. Das Leben scheint und lacht, es ist jeder Tag a Pracht, wenn du bist jung und munter ist dein Gang. Lei, 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 lei. Seh ich jene Kretschme vor die Augen, scheu nicht mehr, was is am All gewinn. Es guckt zu mir von Scheub a reusser Schotten, der Schotten dacht sich, das bin ich allein. Fahre bei die Tage, mein Freund, ich bänke so bis heint, noch jene Zeit, voll Simche, voll Gesang. Das Leben scheint und lacht, sie sich jeder Tag a Pracht, wenn du bist jung und munter ist dein Gang. Lei, 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 lei. Herr, wie's klingt bekannt mir dein Gelächter. Der kennst mich nicht, mein Freund, der kennt dich kaum. Mir wären Tage älter, nor nicht kluger. In Herzen wacht noch als derselber Träum. Far bei die Tag, mein Freund, ich bin ja so beseint, noch jene Zeit, voll Simche, voll Gesang. Das Leben scheint und lacht, sie ist jeder Tag erbracht, wenn du bist jung und munter ist dein Gang. Lei, 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 lei. Lai 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 lai.
That was David Eshet with Those Were the Days for By the Tag. Mickey Katz. Oh, I have all of his recordings. A lot of my can't play on the radio, what could I tell you? But anyway, he was something. But let's hear a Mazel Tov dance. It's a new year. We want to be happy, joyous. Mickey Katz, Mazel Tov dance.
Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Kinder, alle sein gesehen.
Congratulations!
Was ist das für die Marathon immer, ha?
That was Mickey Katz with Mazel Tov Dance. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying the program so far. It's a mixture. You know, the first hour is a mixture, and then the second hour is strictly Chazonis. Well, the next performer or singer is Yidl. Now, you know who Yidl is. Yidl is the son of Mordechai Werdiger. You don't know who Mordechai Werdiger is? Well, his father is David Werdiger, and he's Mordechai, the son of David, Mordechai ben David. And Mordechai's brother, well, Mendy Werdiger, who heads up Deret and Mostly Music. And I'm indebted to Mendy for helping me get started with this internet program. And he's just been a wonderful support for me, and I am grateful to him. And I've been after him to do a Werdiger special, which would bring in his father and him. You know, Mendy has a great voice also. And Mordecai and Yedl and whoever else. I am, let's say it's a New Year's resolution. I'm working on it. So this first selection, or this next selection, is Yedl with Mim Komcha. Yedl, the son of Mordechai ben David.
Oh, yeah. gadel, wisst ihr, gad ich will. So ich hier schon lange mit euch, mit
That was Yidl with Mimkomcha. Well, a couple of announcements. First of all, this coming Sunday, I will be giving a comedy presentation at Temple Beth El in Somerset, New Jersey at 1 o'clock to the seniors there. If you're in that area, you might want to call the temple and see about coming for lunch. I'll be there. You didn't know, for 30 years or so, I've been presenting the best of Jewish comedy at temples and Jewish groups. It's one of my other hobbies. And October 9th, heads up, many of you, well, if you're not on my email list, it's your problem. Certainly, I try to make sure that I have as many of your emails as possible. I'll be sending out information about a kumsitz that's going to be taking place at Park East Synagogue. That's on East 67th Street between Lexington and 3rd. We have Danny Gildar who will be there to accompany you, and it'll just be an evening of Freilichkeit. A lot of singing and whatever. It'll be coordinated by Benny Rogoznitsky and me, and I look forward to seeing you there. That's October 9th, Motzei Shabbos at 9 o'clock, and who knows how late it will go, but 2 or 3 in the morning, I don't know. it all depends. Anyway, I'll be sending more information about that out on the email, and if you want to be on my email list, it's very simple. Just let me hear from you over cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. And while we're talking about the future, December 4th, there'll be a great concert with Ishamir Helfgott. And the next chazan that, this is not Chazanis that I'm playing, but he is a wonderful chazan, and his name is Farkash. Yes, Farkash. And, some call him Farkas, but I think the Hungarians, Shimon Farkash. This is an early recording of his. First of all, he was born in 1949. 2 years later, he moved to Israel, and at the age of 9, he officiated at a Shabbos service at the Ramah Shul in Tel Aviv. He came to the United States at the age of 12, where Moshe Kusevitzky discovered him and recruited him as a soloist in his choir. In 1971, he went to the Central Synagogue in Sydney, Australia. The Central Synagogue, the largest shul in Australia, where he's been ever since. And I will be featuring Farkash Shimon Farkash over the next few weeks, a couple of months or so, up till the that evening. He's terrific. He's a very personable person, besides being a fine chazan. And he will be joining Itchamir Helfgott. So this is a recording from the 70s, which means, let's see, the 70s, 50. He was in his mid-20s, perhaps, when this was first recorded. And let's see, do I have this set up properly? This is 3. Okay. I think that this is disc 3. Yes, that was Yidl. Let me just work this. Track 2. Okay, here is Shimon Farkash with Vakorev Pizarenu, early Shimon Farkash.
Vakorev Pizarenu, ay, 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 mi behin hagoyim. Soy seno canais canais ay 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 me corriste dureino ay 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 mi ben agoyim unne put soy seno canais canais ay 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 unne put soy seno canais canais unne put soy seno canais canais Seno canes, canes mi arca seio volet. Un ne fuzze seno canes, canes. Un ne fuzze seno canes, canes. Un ne fuzze seno canes, canes mi arca seio volet. De cori te dureino, ay 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 ay. Mi ben agoi,
ay 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 ay.
Soy seno canes canes ay 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 de cori pedureino ay 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 mi ben agoye
ay 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 ay
unne put soy seno canes canes ay 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 unne put soy seno canes canes unne put soy seno canes canes
Tricky words there, right? Unafutsuseda kades, kades. Okay. Shimon Farkash. Let's hear one more early Farkash in his 20s. This was recorded sometime in the mid-70s. Yeah, the 1970s. We're going to hear Avinu Shebashamayim.
Thank you. Avinu, avinu, sheba shomayim. Avinu, sheba shomayim. Shenishma venisbaseir. Besoirois toirois Yeshuois venechomois Shenishma venis baseir Besoirois toirois Yeshuois venechomois Vikabeit ni Dochenu Meyarba Konefois Hodet Vikabet Ni Dochenu Benoimar 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 Omen Vikabet Ni Avinu sheba shomayim Avinu sheba shomayim Shenishma venisbaseir Besoirois toirois Yeshuois venechomois Shenishma venis baseir besoirois toirois Yeshuois venechomois Vikabet ni dochenu mearba
That's early Shimon Farkash. You can hear him with Itchimir Helfgott at a wonderful concert planned for December 4th at Park East Synagogue. You'll hear more about that also in the future. And again, I remind you, October 9th, a Kumsitz. Motzi Shabbos starts at 9 o'clock, and who knows how late it will run. Okay, yeah, you all know Avram Fried, and you know that Avram Fried's brother is Rabbi Manas Friedman. Rabbi Friedman is, I think he's in Wisconsin or Minnesota. It's out there in the Midwest, and I believe that Benny Friedman is his son. I'll get it straight, but it's all in the family, and this is a new album that, new for me anyway. Let's hear Benny Friedman with... Hamarachem.
Salmu, 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 toiro sechoy.
That's Benny Friedman. A nice easy manner, to say the least. I've told you about this in the past. I stopped buying recordings, new recordings, 6, 8 years ago. So I used to buy everything that came out, and I'm up to 15,000 between my 33s and 78s and tapes, a couple thousand tapes, 2,000 or 3,000 tapes, a couple thousand CDs. But I just got sick of buying CDs where there wasn't one selection that I would play. And how did I determine whether I would even listen to a selection? The first 10 seconds, you hear that intrusive beat, the drum and the trumpet or whatever it is, and it's, to me, it's just not, it's not my taste. What can I tell you? I call it yabba dabba doo music, but it's just, I got turned off to Jewish music as it was being presented during the early part of the 21st century. It wasn't to my taste. What can I tell you? But now here's somebody like Benny Friedman, and there's Yedel, and there's some others, and several listeners have encouraged me to purchase certain CDs, and I have to admit that there does seem to be a little bit of a calming down, if you will, for some of the singers. Most of it is taken over by the band and the drum. And if you've listened to this program and to my program over the last 30 years, you know that I generally, with exceptions, I generally like to play easygoing music. I'm going to continue doing that. What can I tell you? That's just in case you might be interested why I don't play certain of the so-called new singers, because for me, it's just noise. I hate to say it, that's just the way I feel. This is a classical Kalbach medley. Let's go back a few years. Shlomo Kalbach. Thank you. Shlomo Carlbach. You know, while I was listening to the music, I was thinking to myself, oh, I'm going to share something else. We don't go to weddings or bar mitzvah to the parties unless it's a very close, particularly close friend or member of the family. The noise level is so oppressive. And I would advise any young person to go into audiology, because the whole generation, not just Jews, but everybody, it's just going to, they're deaf, they're half deaf, and they have those iPods, and you see them in a trance, and the music is going directly to their brains, and they're losing their hearing, and the more they lose their hearing, the louder the music goes. So they're not happy events. They're oppressive. And I've gone home so many times with my ears hurting that I just decided it isn't worth it, and people will understand. So we go to the service, and we just say we will not attend the so-called Simcha, because they're just so oppressive. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're such intelligent people, and we allow the orchestra to take over. And I guess when my daughter was married, 20-something years ago, I said to the band leader, I said, listen, if you do not listen to me, and when I tell you to soften the music, I'm not paying you. Well, guess what? He wouldn't listen to me, and I paid him, and I was a jerk, and what can you do? Anyway, one more selection, very, very a quick one. This is A.B. Rottenberg with Uvenay.
Thank you. mir da keine.
Solche Sachen.